Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
It's Tuesday, May 13th. It's time for Toast and Jam. I'm Tim Oast, better known as Toast. Here he is, Paul McDonald. He's the jam.
Where's my coffee?
It's coming.
All right.
They're going to deliver it.
Are they going to deliver?
Yeah.
We don't have to give her a delivery charge, do we? I didn't bring any cash.
I didn't pay for one, so. We are now broadcasting every Tuesday from Alley Beans in Valley City, and thank you, Carol and Tim. Stay awesome. We really enjoy your hospitality. Love this place. It's where everybody hangs out.
Service with a smile.
Here it is. And Mike would like a water. Can we get a water? Okay. Perfect. Oh, boy. We've got quite a
make sure I get my Snickers. I don't want to drink what you have.
I've got Snickers, too. Okay, we're all good. Snickering.
We're all snickering. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Anyway, we got quite a podcast today. It's a load of information. Mike Baumgartner from the Valley City Area Chamber of Commerce is going to be with us. Some local sports. The Twins. The T-Wolves.
Oh, yeah.
Some Yogi-isms. Oh. Yogi Berra had a birthday yesterday.
I love Yogi.
And George Carlin. Can you imagine those two same day birthdays? We'll also do some sports birthdays, other birthdays. Today in sports, some trivia and a new segment. Witty and Wise. Witty and Wise.
How does that pertain to you and me?
Not even close. But let's get started with our guest, Mike Baumgartner, with the Valley City Area Chamber of Commerce. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks, Tim. I appreciate you guys having me on here. I'm definitely looking forward to enjoying this podcast with you.
All right. You're relatively new at the chamber. What's your title? What's your role?
So I've been there approximately going on 3 months. My title is Chamber Coordinator. I've been involved in most of the day-to-day activities, meeting with businesses, prospective members, hosting events, just a plethora of different things.
What about your background? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem.
Where'd you grow up?
So I was born in Bismarck till I was about 3 years old. Moved back to the area my parents were both from, which was the Linton-Strasburg area.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's behind the Iron Curtain, by the way. You know that? You've heard that, haven't you?
That is exactly what I've heard. Yeah, I think once you get past Hazleton.
281 West is behind the Iron Curtain.
Okay, that clarifies it then.
Okay.
Yeah, so in that case, on those lines, I'm German, if anybody was wondering. So, yep, fits the bill.
You're on the right table.
Well,
not you, but we're with you.
Fair
German,
enough.
Very German.
Yeah, grew up there, moved back to Bismarck about eighth grade. I know my parents have both been working, making that hour-plus drive, you know, one way. And so I got to graduate in Bismarck and experience a lot of the, you know, small-town life growing up, and then got to have a little change of pace as I got older. So,
which Bismarck High School?
Bismarck High.
Bismarck High.
He's a demon. Yes,
sir. He's a demon, yeah. You probably got to know one of my buddies, head coach, Steve Miller.
You know, I didn't play basketball.
Okay.
That was not my best
sport. He never taught?
He was a Phi Ed teacher.
Oh, okay.
He was a Phi Ed teacher, but I never had him as a teacher. He seemed like a good guy. I don't remember any bad interactions with him. So
yeah, that's all good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's get to what you're here for today. And many communities are always trying to improve their business climate. What things is Valley City working on at this time? Are you guys working on right now? Improving that business climate. You know, that's an age-old problem. How do we get more business into our community?
Yeah, and then that's something we had just had a brainstorming session on last week, Thursday, where we're definitely open to ideas from the community, from our business owners, and then there's the things that we have to set in motion ourselves too. So we're trying to draw people first and foremost to Valley City. We have a lot of people in the surrounding area, whether it's finding events or, you know, just different types of gatherings that can attract people that provide a value to our businesses and also keep people thinking about us, whether it's to just come visit here, to do business here, or ultimately what would be great is to move here.
Mm-hmm.
We do have quite a few different ideas. I don't know if you'd like me to go into them in depth, but you know, a lot of the things centered around events right now,
right,
from the chamber. So
that might lead into my next question. The million-dollar question is, how do we make Valley City better? How do we make the community better? I know that's a loaded question. You can go all the way down to a number of things, but there's always that special thing that what's going to make Valley City special. Every little town in the area of a 60-mile radius of Fargo is promoting their community to live in so they can drive to Fargo to work. What are we doing here?
You know, I'm kind of torn on that question because, yes, there are the measurable factors, such as you can say we've added a couple new businesses. You know, there's those type of things. But if you're looking for a place that's really what really makes a community, yes, it's lifeblood, it's backbone, our businesses. I would say building unity. I would say, like, having a community people want to live in, some place where you get that vibe and energy where you feel it, you know, a positive environment. And I think that's the key to a lot of people wanting to come here, whether it's temporarily or permanently, mm-hmm. and wanting to stay here. I think that's a big part of it. And that is one thing I can say positively about Valley City, is it is a very welcoming community. And the businesses and the people are top notch.
And so. Feeling safe.
What's that?
And feeling safe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Valley City's always been a very nice community. Great school, great teachers, have the college, a lot to offer.
It is family oriented too. You look at Nights on Central and you look at these events we do at the Chamber.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really trying to think of any that don't involve the family or kids. And I think that's a big part too, because a lot of people that are looking to move to a place, especially if you're looking to move from a Fargo or from out of state to a smaller community, you're most likely doing it for family or a different opportunity. And we're trying to provide both, you know, a family lifestyle and opportunities for people who would want to come here or bring their business here.
It is pretty amazing how many alumni from the high school have moved back. After a few years, they've been gone. Now they come back to raise their kids.
Yeah, and I'd imagine, too, having family here has something to do with it, you know, having the grandparents or, you know, your siblings around. But also, you're right. I think they remember how they grew up. And I'm someone who, I've lived out of state. I've lived in some, you know, larger areas for parts of my life. And they're great, too. There's a lot of good that can be said. But at the end of the day, home is home. And I do believe one nice thing about Valley City is, even though I'm not from this area, you know, you stay here long enough and it grows on you. It does start to feel like home, and you do want to be involved with this community. So that's a selling point that I don't know how you build that, but it's here. And I think we just build off of that for people who are interested.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned the events. You've got a big event, of course, coming up in June, and that would be Community Days. And that's always big, huge. One of the biggest parades I think I've ever seen. It goes forever. But it's a lot of fun. The families gather along Central. It is just one heck of a day.
Yeah, and that's what I'm picking up from everything. I haven't heard a single bad thing about it. I'm gonna make a plug here on the podcast, but there will be no parade fees this year. So anyone who wants to enter,
wow,
yes, Puckledge, Chevrolet, GMC made a very generous donation, and they will be sponsoring the parade. So it doesn't matter how many floats you have, vehicles you have. All the fees are covered. You just need to sign up, and you can participate at no cost.
Man, that's great. And you have the classic cars, too, right, this year again?
Yep. Bridge City Cruisers. I know Friday night's their big event. That's going to be up on the hill. And then on Saturday, there's going to be the car show and awards presented by the club.
Okay.
And as I stare at the Peggy Lee thing in the back, you got Peggy Lee night on Friday night. They
really?
Usually have the Peggy Lee music with Myron Sommerfeld and his orchestra.
Nice.
They usually perform at the Larry J. Robinson Art Center for the Arts for Peggy Lee night. So
sweet.
All it's right. Always a great weekend.
Good stuff. And Thundering Saints, is that a different weekend or is that the same weekend?
Which one?
Thundering Saints with their...
Thundering Saints, that's going to be the weekend after. So it doesn't conflict
right.
with that. Yep.
Yep. Okay. And then, of course, Summer Nights on Central. What's your lineup look like this year?
Oh, boy, you're putting me on the spot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I actually...
It's this summer on Central.
I know it's on Thursdays. We are working towards it. I'm part of the committee that's putting together, which is, you know, just a talented, really, really motivated, skillful group of people. Kind of just in there to be there, so to speak. They've got things under control. I can't tell you the exact lineups yet, But I do know they have a lot of things in the works.
Okay.
There's going to be bands and food trucks and, you know, music. And we're looking at a couple different things that I don't think we've done before. I don't know if I should say them just in case they don't come
well,
true.
Well, you
don't
want, yeah.
Sneak peek.
Yeah.
Sneak peek. Right.
Tease.
Well, I do have one band that I do have a connection to. So after the show, I will give you the name. And they are awesome. It's a female lead singer, and she is off the charts.
Awesome.
From Fargo.
Off the charts.
Off the charts.
Off the
on
charts.
The charts.
On the charts and off the charts.
Off the charts. Yeah, both. That's one of those weird things. Witty stuff.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
Witty. There's
we'll
your witty.
Yeah, we'll do that a little later. Okay, so, you know, we've been stuck on 6,000 people in Valley City for a long, long time. Do you have any thoughts why? Do you have
bigger
any
families, really, you think about it, and is no one's having 4, 5, 6 kids anymore.
True.
They're having 1, 2, 3 tops.
At the most.
I think that's one of the reasons you're not seeing your large families anymore. The era when I grew up, you know, I came from a family of 9. It ain't happening anymore.
No, that yeah, that's,
they're just not doing it. I think that's my thought anyway.
Okay.
There's my 2 cents.
Okay. Yeah. And that's affecting the school, too.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And that's why we have to have more families move in with kids so they can go to school here and enjoy life in the Cheyenne Valley. And there's a beauty to it, too. Everybody I talk to, like we moved to Moorhead back in October, and I talk to a lot of people, and they go, oh, Valley City. Love that valley. You know, all of a sudden, there you have the valley. It's there's some beauty to that, real beauty to it, and what a place to live.
The Highline Bridge,
yeah.
The dam.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a lot of scenic places that you could go and just sit and just, you don't have to walk, just sit and look.
City of bridges. I mean,
right.
How many bridges do we have? That's a good trivia question.
I want to say it's
bridges?
In the 20s,
yeah.
If not more.
You said 15.
Yeah.
A lot of bridges, which is pretty cool. Well, Mike, anything else you'd like to throw at us here this morning? How long have you been here now?
Just going on 3 months. So
3 months.
Unless you mean, I've been living in Valley City for about 2 years, okay. But I've been working in Jamestown. So
what attracted you to Valley City?
Well, if I'm being honest, it is a beautiful, like the billboards aren't lying. You know, it is North Dakota's most beautiful city.
Yeah.
That's something that I, you know, always have to make sure that I state, you know, nice thing to have going for you is to live in this your state's most beautiful city. But that and the cost of living too. As we talked about before the podcast, you know, making a drive, making a commute to work. I found a career job in Jamestown, and you know, I looked at the housing over there, and it was something that just wasn't working. So I started branching out, looking into Valley City, and drove through the town, looked at some property, and I was like, this is a really nice place. You know, it's nice enough to the point where I wouldn't mind the drive. And 2 years later, here I sit, and now I'm actually working in the city, working in the community, and it's been nothing but just a positive experience with every business owner, every person I've encountered. Everybody's been polite, respectful, and you know, I can say with a straight face that I'm not just here to sell it because of my job. I'm here living it, and it's a great place to be.
And I'll say, as a member of the board, I'm a member of the chamber board myself, he's kind of become like a politician. He's going around to businesses, shaking hands, introducing himself, talking to business owners, building a relationship. You and I have talked about this before, Toast, about what is a big thing when it comes to the marketing of anything.
Oh,
it's that relationship. And that's what Mike has been building right now, and he's been doing a great job with that.
Yeah, relationships, friendships.
Yeah.
You build those, and that's what solidifies everything in the community. And they know that you have an interest in them.
Yeah.
They're paying dues, but that's all many years that's all they did, and they never saw anybody. And but no,
yeah, one thing, Tim, too, that if you don't mind interjecting, I don't know if a lot of business owners know this or not too, but so I had a business with my dad and my brother, and I had another one running concurrently, one for 9 years and one for 8. And you know, it was in the egg industry, so as you know, it's some years are feast, some years are famine. You can have 2 years of feast, 1 year of famine, and that might be it. And I know what those long drives and those conversations around the tables are like. So when I see businesses here and they tell you things, and they're small businesses, locally owned businesses, and you know, there is that part of me that goes back where it's not just that I'm being paid to do it, but you want to help. You see, these are good people. They're trying to make a living. They're caring people, and you know, there's just something something inside that makes you want to try harder to help these people.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that, I mean, I was in marketing for a long time and still doing it.
Yeah.
But the thing that made me the happiest was, hey, I can help them. You know, I can help them grow. And that's what everybody wants to do. They want to grow.
Yeah.
But I've always said this, Paul, you've heard me say this, and I'll say it again many, many times. Valley City is a very giving community. They give all the time, and it's amazing the dollars that is given to the different organizations and you name it.
Yeah.
It's great. There was something else on my mind that I was going to shoot at you, too. We got talking about giving and all that good stuff. And it, one track mind, you know how it is. As you get older, it's just one track.
It's tough getting back on that track.
Just keep it on the track. No, but no, I remember back in the day, and I'm an ex-chamber board member as well back in the 90s. When I first moved here in the early 90s, 91, I was on in the early 90s to mid-90s. And, you know, things change, but they don't, it seems like, you know, and you're always trying to figure out ways to grow your community, grow your businesses, and even make new businesses.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. And the chamber, you know, and I'm glad Valley City has a chamber. A lot of towns our size don't have chambers. And you're kind of the band leader, you know. You're out there drumming up the members and, you know, and trying to play a song. That Valley City song.
So he'll lead the parade in 76 trombones in the hip parade and marching down Main.
You know, here's a thought for you, too. Here's a thought for you. Back in the 90s, this was really cool. And you'd have to talk to the radio station about this. But we did an all-star radio band. Every kid had to bring a radio, turn it to, I think it was Q101 at the time or whatever. But you tune it to a radio station, and all these radios, you're marching down in the parade, and they got a T-shirt, the whole works, and it was big time. I mean, all these small kids carrying a radio, and it was the all-star radio band.
KDLM at Detroit Lakes, they call it the Transistor Radio Marching Band.
Yeah.
And they all had a little transistor. Now, of course, you'd have to have your phone or something.
Yeah,
and,
or a blaster or
something.
Yeah. But no, it was a lot of fun.
That'd be cool.
You know, some of those things you do so well, and then you just kind of drop them, and you wonder, why did we drop that?
Times change,
I guess. Yeah. But, yeah. A lot of good stuff, though. Mike, anything else?
No, I just want to say that I appreciate you having me on here and giving me the opportunity to promote the Chamber and what we're doing at the Chamber. You know, we'll try and continue to do the best we can do. And, you know, I just want to thank the people in the community as well for being open to meeting with me and talking to me and giving me the feedback. That's always valuable.
Oh, you bet. Awesome.
Card collector, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I've got some cards.
I
think Ryan still has them in my toolbox somewhere.
Ryan does?
Yeah, I've got that toolbox with cards in it. Yeah.
There you go.
A toolbox. Really? Okay. I used to have them in the old shoe boxes. I had a lot of them. Back in the 60s and 70s. I've told this story before. Yeah. Mom had a rummage sale. Came home from college one weekend, looking in the attic. Where are my cards? Oh, had a rummage sale. Sold them for about 50 cents a box.
You still wanted those?
That story's old, though. But it's worth telling. I mean,
yeah, that's good.
Those were 60s and early 70s cards, probably would be worth a little money today. But I've got some 80s. Early 90s, and even that has some value to it. But anyway.
That's another whole show with Mike. We'll have to do it sometime.
Yeah, we'll do that again, too. Because
Get Ryan and him on together. We'll never have to talk.
That's right.
That's another gentleman, too. We're trying to work with, get some events in. I know that's one thing about that hobby that I've learned is I started when I was a kid, too. And it's all ages. It's even boys and girls. And then you get the people my age who are the ones spending the real money on it. And it's kind of funny. I used to have a couple different sports cars, motorcycle, and, you know, you get a little older, you're kind of tired of sitting, and then it's like, well, it's a lot easier to store sports cars, and I can have those all year round.
A lot cheaper, too.
Yeah, no kidding. They're not costing
and safer.
Cars,
and safer.
Yeah, I know someday I might grow up, but I hope not.
Well, Paul and I are still trying.
What's that?
To grow up.
Oh, yeah, I haven't grown up. No.
Overrated.
I'm stuck at this height.
Very overrated, yes. you know, many times I've been asked, why don't you act your age?
Nah, no.
What age is that?
No.
Anyway. Mike, thank you so much, and you can hang out here. You can comment if you want, but we're going to talk local sports right now, local sports recap. But first.
But first.
Talk about Alley Beans. Carol and Tim. I saw Carol earlier. She's here.
Yeah.
Alley Beans.
Yeah.
The coffee place.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the place is packed again
it
this
is.
Morning. And I think it is the coolest place to have a cup of mojo, you know? It really is.
Great atmosphere.
You never know who you're going to run into.
No.
Marshall, by the way, Marshall
is
has
Hoffman
a birthday today.
Mr. Hoppin?
Huh?
Marshall is,
yeah.
has a birthday today?
He has a birthday today.
Wow.
Barnes County North bus driver.
Bus driver,
yeah.
yeah.
Got a birthday today.
Okay.
I think he's 55.
Oh, he's a young buck.
Wow. I'm being nice. You're always 55, right? Can't drive. 55. All right, Paul. But anyway, Alley Beans, great place. You can tell. The men's group is over there. One of these days, we're going to pick somebody from that men's group. Like
oh, I don't know.
Rupert. Rupert.
Sherm Sillings over there.
Sherm Sillings
Cal,
over
the
there.
Super fan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you got
interesting, interesting conglomerate of individuals there.
Tim Kattermas.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, Alley Beans, stop in, check out what they have to offer. We have the Snickers.
I always it's Snickers, Milky Way.
Can't go wrong with
yeah,
that.
You can't go wrong with that. Try some of the pastries.
Oh, pastries, yeah. too. Yeah, fresh all the time.
Uh-huh.
No doubt about it. You'll meet your friends here. Just meet your friends here. It's where friends meet.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk local sports. Kind of winding down.
Slowing down.
Getting close to tournament time, I suppose.
Yep. Well, you got to you just start with the Highliners. Baseball, softball, wrap up this week. Baseball has their final home game here on the 13th. That is, as we talk here, on the 13th, they've got Fargo North tonight. Senior night is to honor the two seniors, Bodie Haglin and Trevor Fetch. And then on Thursday, they will head to Shanley to wrap up their regular season. Eliminated from postseason play last night. With a loss to Cheyenne, so okay. they will not be in the EDC tournament. However, the softball team defeated Davies last night 10-4, and they just lost to Davies on Saturday, but they went back to Davies, beat them 10-4 last night, and they just need to win one more out of their last two games to clinch a spot. Gotcha. And they should. Looks like they'll clinch that number 8 seed
okay.
in the EDC tournament. They're up in Grand Forks tonight taking on Central. They'll wrap up at home on Thursday against West Fargo. Track last night, despite 93 degrees and 80-mile-an-hour winds.
I want to be running with the wind.
Well, they moved the track. They moved things. So the wind was at their back because otherwise they would have been running into the wind because when is it a south wind in Valley City? Normally it comes from the north, northeast, northwest.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was a south wind, so they moved things around. So the wind was going to be at their backs.
That's interesting.
So they had the Bill Jansen last chance last night. Just a handful of teams came to town to try to get those last few kids qualified for state. Jovi Borg qualified for the Highliners in the javelin. Matter of fact, I think she was about 12 feet better than the second-place finisher in her throw. Katie Coca, she qualified in the 400, so now she's in the 1, 2, 400, pole vault, and two relays. But you only can pick, I think, two or three of those events that you'll participate okay. in. And so they will have the EDC meet in Fargo coming okay. up this weekend.
And golf?
And golf. They were, matter of fact, I brought that along. They were at the Lakeside in Perham.
Yesterday?
On Monday, yep.
Ooh.
Had their second best day of the year.
Of course, there's more trees over there. I was in Foreman.
Okay.
Not a lot of trees.
Not a lot
there
of
were
trees.
A few. And dust.
Right.
Oh, there were fields, you know, next to the golf course. And, oh, my gosh.
Well, one thing interesting about this golf team.
Yeah.
Out of their four scores, you know, yeah. you can keep four.
Yep.
Three were seventh graders.
Well, that's a good thing.
They got some young up-and-comers.
Well, they
got
to work on it.
That are doing doing some good things. Brody right. Kalbrenner,
okay.
Greg Kosowski, Kellen Hansen. Those are your top three scorers, and nice. We're all seventh graders yesterday.
There you go.
They are in Grand Forks on Thursday, the Grand Forks Country Club, in their next meet for Buff Murray and crew.
Well, I think that kind of reminds me of a team that...
I was going to say.
When they were young, we had eighth graders... And of course, over the years, they developed into a state
championship. And we go to a Class B next year.
Yeah, yeah. Which doesn't mean it's going to be easier. But
no, Class B's got some really good golf.
Kindred, Castleton, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And then the Vikings, of course, track wrapping up the other conference meet this past week, and they've got two that are heading to the Nationals. It's coming up here. Carly Just will be heading to the Nationals. Kendra Odegaard, I believe, also heading to the Nationals for the Vikings as they're wrapping up their athletic season.
All right.
And I think that just about does it as far as local sports.
Just about the time we were going to give up on the Minnesota Twins. All of a sudden, they've reeled off about eight in a row. They're 21-20.
Yep.
Five games out of first place.
Yep. Well, and finally, teams ahead of them are losing. Well, they were on the streak, but Cleveland wasn't losing. Yeah. Detroit wasn't losing. Right. Kansas City wasn't losing. Now they're losing.
And we're beating some good teams.
Yep.
I mean, beat Baltimore, beat Boston, beat the Giants.
Now they are at Baltimore for three games, then at Milwaukee for three. Then they get back into the division next week at home with Cleveland and Kansas City, I think.
And, of course, Chicago's hoping with the Pope being a Chicago White Sox fan, that's going to help them.
No.
Oh, it isn't?
No, I don't think it is.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. But I'd rather be the Chicago White Sox than the Colorado Rockies right now.
And a nice thing about the Twins, too, is they've got some people back now, too.
Right.
Playing
Royce
position.
Royce finally got his first hit of the season.
Yeah. He had a rough year last year.
Yeah.
He just couldn't hit the ball after a while. And that.
Well, he was 0 for 36 before that base hit he had here on Sunday. That sounds like my day, what I used to do. I was 0 for everything.
I was 0 for yesterday, too.
Yes.
On the golf course, 0 for yesterday. Timberwolves, how about that win last night? They pull it off. How about that shot before halftime from
I missed that. I had the game on behind me, so I didn't
from
get a
Anthony
chance
Edwards.
To turn around.
Yeah, yeah. It was, I mean, he had two guys on him. And he takes about a 40-footer, and he puts it in right at the buzzer. And I'm like, wow.
One of the things that this team is doing that's making them is doing winning is their defense.
Yeah.
The last two games against the Lakers, they gave up, 19 and 16 points in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. Last night, I think they only got 8 or 10 points in the third quarter with the Warriors.
Okay.
And, yeah, what's going on? 3-1?
Yeah. Boy. And –
And
you
no
know,
Steph Curry. That helps.
You know what, though? Hamstring injuries are tough, no matter what.
They're nagging.
If even you think you're healed up, you're really not.
No.
And it doesn't take much to re-aggravate it. So it's going to be interesting. And they've tried to bring some people in there to fill in that spot, you know, that Jumenga or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been pretty good, but I don't know. It just seems we're just kind of toying with them, and then we kind of take over in the third or fourth quarter. But anyway.
Let's get it in five
Wolves.
And be done.
Yeah, get her over with at home, and that place will be rocking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was Yogi's birthday yesterday. Right. We talked about that. Great Yankee catcher. Is he one of the all-time greats catchers?
Pardon me?
One of the all-time great catchers, you
I think so,
okay.
Yeah.
Bench? Would be in that category.
Bench would be in that category.
Okay. Anybody else?
Maurer would be in that category.
Andy Etchebarren.
Roy Campanella.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going back a few. Who's?
Fisk. Carlton Fisk.
Carlton
yeah.
Fisk.
Yeah.
That's for Garrett Kringle. We have to bring him up for Eric Kringle. Yes.
I said Andy Etchebarren. He didn't catch.
Who?
Andy Etchebarren. He didn't catch.
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
Yeah, he was
okay.
a catcher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. As a matter of fact,
Rick Dempsey.
The reason I say Andy Etchebarren is because he played his semi-pro ball in Aberdeen.
As a pheasant?
As a pheasant. Yeah, the Aberdeen Pheasants had a semi-pro team.
The old Northern League.
Yeah, the old Northern League, yes.
All right.
Okay. Anyway, Yogi-isms.
Yogi-isms.
What's your favorite?
It's, 90% mental and 90% physical. Baseball is 90% mental, 90% physical.
And I think the one that's always used, it ain't over till it's over.
That's a big one,
yeah.
Yep.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Let's see. If you don't know where you're going, you might wind up someplace else.
Okay. That's Yogi.
And when you come to a fork in the road, take it.
Take it.
Yeah. Nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded.
And I told you the Whitey Ford Yogi Berra story. I think I did
I
that
think
on
you
this
podcast. Yeah.
Real quick, it's the four-pitch story. They're facing the White Sox. Yogi Berra catching, Whitey Ford pitching.
Yeah.
Louis Aparicio, leadoff batter, first pitch, bunt single. Second batter comes up, Nelly Fox, first pitch, base hit. Runners at first and second. Third batter, Manny Manoso, third pitch, hits him. Bases loaded. Fourth pitch, Jimmy Fox, Ted Kluczynski comes to the plate, throws him whatever, high fastball. Doubles off the wall, three runs scored. Four pitches, three runs, four hits, whatever. Casey Stengel comes out of the dugout to go talk to Whitey Ford. course, Yogi's not going to miss this.
Oh, yeah.
They meet at the mound. Casey gets to the mound, looks at Yogi, and says, what has Whitey got today? And Yogi says, I haven't caught a pitch. How the hell should I know?
I heard that one. That's great. Here's another one that I like. You better cut the pizza in four pieces because I'm not hungry enough to eat six.
And I have done that before. I have told pizza places, can you cut it in eight? I don't think I can eat 12. And they look at me like I'm from outer space.
Always go to other people's funerals because, or otherwise, they won't come to yours.
Oh, Lawrence Barra.
I tell you what, there's some great ones here. Yeah. This is one of my favorites. Little League Baseball is a very good thing because it keeps the parents off the streets.
That is a good one. I like that one. Though there are some Little League games you want the parents on the streets because, yeah, but that's another story.
And slump? I ain't in no slump. I just ain't hitting.
Oh, Yogi. Oh, man, gotta love him.
I know. One more. These are so good. The other teams could make trouble for us if they win.
And you knew he played left field, too.
Did he play
outfield? He went out to left field.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Wow. Well, Yogi Berra, birthday Yogi yesterday.
Gotta love it.
We had George Carlin, too. If you ever get a chance, listen to the baseball, football, George Carlin thing, the difference between baseball and football.
It's good.
Yeah. It's pretty good stuff. Anyway,
and it's family oriented.
It is. It is. George Carlin had a lot of good things. I remember one where it was shopping in the grocery store and picking out different foods. And, mm-hmm. But he was incredible.
Yeah.
Today in sports history,
all right.
Tuesday, May 13th, 1955, Mickey Mantle hit three consecutive home runs of at least 463 feet. And I think he still has one of the longest.
565.
565.
Yeah. Griffith Stadium in Washington.
Man. 1958, Stan Musial is eighth player to get 3,000 hits. 1983, Reggie Jackson is first major leaguer to strike out 2,000 times. What a designation that would be.
Exactly.
Huh? But he hit a lot of home runs.
He did.
1989, you're going to like this one. Minnesota Twins' Kirby Puckett becomes 35th to hit four doubles in a game.
Okay.
1989, Kirby, we miss you. 1997, Eddie Murray is the sixth player to play in 3,000 games. He was a good player, too.
Yeah.
There you have it. Today in sports. Birthdays today. Joe Louis was born on this day, 1914, American boxer. World Heavyweight Champion, 1937 to 1949.
The Brown Bomber, I believe, was his nickname.
Dennis Rodman is 63 today. What color hair are you wearing today?
Oh, gray.
I don't think so. I think he's still wearing red or blue or whatever, you know. Oh, I still love the story when they had to pull him out of Vegas during the playoffs.
During the playoffs.
Talk him, hey, you got to come back and play.
Someone go get Dennis.
Yeah. Barry Zito, born on this day, 1978.
Mm-hmm.
Oakland A's, San Francisco. He was born in Vegas.
Okay. He was a Cy Young Award winner, too, if memory serves, I think.
Not sure.
Lefty?
Might have been. 1985, Travis Zajac, hockey player, New Jersey Devils, born in Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
And my kid brother, Todd.
Uh-oh.
Birthday day. He's 67.
Oh, he's a young buck.
Yeah. I'll never forget the night he lit it up in the Calm basketball gym. They called it the Gopher Hole. It was so small. But he lit it up for 47. I think he still has the record in
47.
47. And there were no threes back then. That's a lot of points for twos and free throws. But anyway, Todd, happy birthday to you. Other birthdays today. Stevie Wonder, 75.
Okay.
And Darius Rucker, Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yep, Hootie and the Blowfish.
59.
Turned into a pretty good country singer, too.
Yes, he did. Trivia question today. We didn't get to last week's.
Last week's was, who was the first tennis player to use a metal racket in a tournament? The answer is Jimmy Connors.
Just for Eric.
That was for Eric. Eric. Yeah. Didn't get to that last week.
No, we didn't. So I went back to music. Good old rock and roll.
Okay.
All right. Which duo had more number one hits on the Billboard Hot 100? Was it Hall & Oates or Simon & Garfunkel?
That's an easy one.
Oh, you got that?
Yeah.
You got it pegged?
I know. Do you want me to tell you?
Do you want to do it now, or do you want to wait till next week?
It's up to you. Should we keep him in suspenders, or should I?
Mike, do you have an answer on that? I know it's before your time. I'll take Paul's word for it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll do that next week.
We'll do it next week.
Answer next week.
We'll do it.
Okay, here we go. And today we're going to try witty and wise.
So I got to hear
some silly signs. You might see these up somewhere. You know, talk about this would probably be Yogi saying, nothing tops plain pizza. Nothing tops plain
got it.
Pizza.
All right. Yep. Wrong, but I got it.
Okay. When does a joke become a dad joke? A dad, D-A-D, dad joke. When it becomes apparent. I put my grandma on speed dial. I call that Instagram. Oh, boy. They said to follow your dreams. So I went back to bed. And here's the last one. I think that's it.
Thank goodness.
My son said he didn't understand cloning. I told him that makes two of us. Oh, boy. I don't know where I got
this. Let me just ask you this.
What's that?
If an electrician's son gets in trouble, is he grounded?
I would probably.
Just check it.
Yeah, just grounded.
Okay.
Yeah, he's grounded. Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, believe it or not, that is going to do it for Toast and Jam this
week. There's a lot of people going, thank God.
Thank goodness, yes. We want to thank Carol and Tim at Alley Beans for hosting us. New home for Toast and Jam, you know. And seeing a lot of people out there this morning. I had two people. You know, the post office, you can meet a lot of people. Rod Reel. I got to see Rod. I haven't seen Rod in a long time.
Okay.
And he was at, of course, the Governor's Open, you know, the fishing thing in Minnesota last weekend. And
that's right.
Yeah. You know, I didn't ask him if he caught anything, but he's amazing to watch when he fishes.
Mm-hmm.
A one-armed bandit. Rod Reel, good to see you. But that's going to do it for us. Again, thanks to Mike. Mike, thank you so much. And good luck at the Chamber. We know you're already doing good work, so keep it up, okay? Stay awesome. That's what we need. And our executive producer, we know he's awesome already.
Oh, yeah.
Eric Kringley. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I don't think I gave him credits before the show, but we'll give him double here.
You right.
know? And Paul, any closing thoughts?
Not really. Just stay hydrated for the next couple of days.
Yeah.
But then we got typical North Dakota weather. We're back in the 50s.
40s and 50s.
80% chance of rain on Thursday, about 60 for a high.
Yeah.
And then down she goes for a little bit.
Some rain chances through the weekend, too. So,
yeah.
But much needed.
Much needed, yeah.
For a lot of areas out there. And I want to tell you, I'm not a good golfer in the wind. You know, you shoot an 80 one week. For me, that's good.
Yeah.
And then you come back with a 93 in the wind. Ooh, that was ugly. You ever played golf and the wind carries the ball into the next fairway? That was happening yesterday.
Wow.
I know one time it ended up in the other fairway. I did end up with a par, though. I got a good shot off, but still, it was crazy. And the ball is moving while you're putting.
Oh, jeepers.
That's not golf. But, hey, you got to do what you got to do,
right? You got to do exactly.
Senior golf league. That's what it's all about. We were down at Foreman yesterday.
Where are you at tomorrow? You know?
No, we don't play.
The
early part of the season, we only do Mondays.
That's right. That's right.
And then the next Wednesday would be the 28th, and I won't be here because we're flying off to Europe. But
okay.
The 28th is at Bjornsson. So you might want to check that out, you know, the 28th. I won't be there, so there might not be a whole lot to check out. You
no.
know? Right. Wrong. Oh, goodness. So is that it?
I think so.
That's it. Okay. Toast and Jam saying bye-bye for now. We'll see you next week.